Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It probably won't surprise you to know that Americans are among the most charitable people on the planet. According to a recent Gallup World Poll, the USA ranked number one or number two for each of the last 4 years. Our next guest says that while South Carolinians are just as charitable, there are some ways you may not know about that can help you make the most of your charitable giving. Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. It's always good to be on here with you.
And this is a timely topic for us because towards the end of the year, there probably is a spike in charitable giving, right?
That's right, and particularly with recent hurricanes Harvey and Irma, that probably adds a little bit to having on people's minds.
Well, can you share with us some guidelines here on, first of all, what or how much someone should figure is good for them to give personally?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer and one that gets frequently debated, Mike. There are a lot of people that give generously of their time and money. Some people even dedicate their entire career and life to alleviating poverty or helping the disadvantaged. Whether we're giving money or our time, and regardless of the amount, our objective ought to be to accomplish the most good we can with what we give. We should be intentional about where we give our money and be clear about the purpose for why we're giving. And the results of our charitable giving should have a multiplication effect rather than just addition.
Okay, so what do you mean by multiplication?
Well, if we simply make a direct gift of money or time, that would be like addition. It's a good thing and it helps, but its impact is no bigger than the gift we made. But if we can make our gift in a way that motivates others to give or provides benefits that are bigger than our gift, then that's like multiplication. If we can save taxes in the process, well, that allows us to have a bigger impact with the same amount of dollars.
Okay, so I guess this is what I was talking about in my introduction that you were going to help us with today, and this is how you're referring to making the most of your charitable giving. Please explain further.
One way we can help to multiply our effect would be by being an example to others. If we do something good and others are inspired by our actions to also do something good, well, that's like the multiplication. We can do that by teaching our children, whether they're very young or even whether they're adults, to be generous. And our example can develop a lifestyle of giving in them. We can also use our business or our profession to multiply the effects of our actions. We can be intentional about the charities in which we invest. By an example in giving and supporting these charities, we can influence others to support them. In our businesses, we can match the charitable donations of our employees. And that provides a multiplication effect. And if we promote the charities we support on our website, then this may encourage others to give to them. Oftentimes, we can do something as simple as including the links to the charities' websites on our website. This gives the charities more exposure and may encourage people to find out more about the charities and donate their time or money to them as well. One way we can multiply our ability to give is by being tax smart about our giving. We don't have time to cover all the possibilities, but I'll give you a few. One of the ways is by donating appreciated items like stocks, mutual funds, real estate, etc., rather than just cash. You get to deduct the full value. You don't pay any taxes on your gain, and neither does the charity. Another smart way is through making charitable donations from your IRA or 401k plan if you're over 70 and a half. That can be a smart way of doing it as well. Charitable trusts are also another way to take a tax deduction right now, get an income stream for life, and a charitable donation when you die.
Now, you mentioned about businesses being a way to multiply your giving, doing matching, which is actually common among a lot of businesses. Are there other ways?
For a lot of businesses, particularly if you're an S-Corp or certain types of LLCs, it can be smarter to make your charitable deductions from your business rather than from your personal fund. That can save you on your Social Security and or Medicare taxes by doing that.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you too, Mike.
Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner. He joined us by phone from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts. There we are with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.